Amen. I'm glad to see everybody tonight. I just want to say, can I sing a special solo? Can I sing a solo? I've been singing this song for a long time, and I never sung it publicly, but I want you to be the first to hear it. How many of you, will you encourage me? Will you encourage me as I sing it? Sing along with me. L-M-N-O-P. Y'all, Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Thank you. First time I've ever sung that song publicly, amen. Some of y'all was a little slow, but you're caught up, amen. Let's go viral. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, because I definitely want to share, kind of catch you up to date of what's been going on in my life. And I believe that my story is going to encourage you. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for this church. 30 years of loving people, helping people, feeding people, serving people, being salt and light to a community that others are moving out of. So we pray that you would keep your hand upon Pastor Chris and Pastor Monica. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to give them fresh vision. Continue to give them divine health, oh God. Continue, oh God, for people across the country to continue to sow into this great work. And Lord, I pray that you would use my story to encourage those that are before me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
One of the things that I love about Thursday nights is that sometimes on Thursday nights there'll be opportunity for people to share their testimony. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all thank God for testimonies? Amen. And you know, some people are ashamed of where they come from. Some people are ashamed to share what they've been through. But I remember what Jesus did when the disciples were in the room hiding after the crucifixion and the resurrection. They were afraid, and Jesus kind of went through the door. And what I love about that is Jesus showed them his scars. And it's amazing what happens when we show people our scars. We let people know what we've been through and how good God's been to us. Because your scars tell a story. Come on, tell your neighbor, your scars tell a story. Your scars tell a story of God's goodness. Your scars tell a story that God is still in the miracle working business. Your scars tell a story that you're never too low, that he can't pick you back up. And you're never too far, that he can't pull you in. Your scars tell a story that if he did it for me, come on, somebody. Come on, tell your neighbor, he can do it for you. So tonight I want to share my story, my scar. Now it's interesting, I believe, I can't quite remember, but I think the last time I was here, and please correct me, I think I shared with you some things that I had gone through. I can't remember, but I think I may have shared with you some things that I had gone through. And when I said Happy New Year a couple years ago, I didn't know what I was going to experience. And like I said, if I knew what I was going to experience that year and the years following, when I said Happy New Year, I just would have said New Year. Come on, somebody. But before I get into my story, let me get into a scripture. And this is in Mark chapter 4. And this is when Jesus calms the storm. And when that evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." After they had dismissed the crowd, they took Jesus with them, since he was already in the boat. And there were other boats with him. Soon a violent storm came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that it was being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the sea, said, "Silence, of peace." He commanded, "Be still," and the wind died down, and it was perfectly calm. And then verse 40 says, "Why are you so afraid?" He asked, "Do you still have no faith?" Lean over and tell your neighbor, "Hold on to your faith." Tell your other neighbor, "Hold on to your faith." It was amazing what happened to me and what I experienced. When COVID came, it cut my calendar 100%, where all of our savings hit zero. Where I had to start working for Walmart. Not only working for Walmart, but I was a custodian. I'm sweeping the floors, I'm mopping, cleaning the toilets, the men and the women, and I can tell you which one was the dirtiest between the men and the women. I'm gonna leave that alone, amen. I ain't gonna tell you. Not over the mic. And so I began to clean toilets and mop and empty trash and work all kind of hours, because I had to make sure some income was coming in. Because my family still had to eat. We still had bills. And it wasn't time to be prideful. Come on, somebody. It was not time to be prideful and say that this job is beneath me. Because the same God that is with me when it's good is the same God when he's with me when it's bad. Come on, somebody. The same God that is with me on the mountaintop is the same God with me in the valley. The same God that is with me on a sunny day is the same God with me in the storm. And it's interesting here in the text, when Jesus told them to go to the other side, Jesus didn't mention anything about a storm. And how many of you know that God doesn't show you the whole picture? When you move from where, or rather when you move to Minneapolis, God didn't show you the whole picture. When you let that man move in your house, after wise counsel, come on, somebody. God didn't show you, ouch, the whole picture. Come on, somebody. That's why I keep looking at me, praise the Lord. When you married that person and said I do and wish you would have said I don't, God didn't show you the whole picture. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, yes, you're going to be my Lord. Yes, you're going to be my Savior. I accept you into my life. I'm going to follow you. He doesn't show you the whole picture. Amen. Of what you're going to experience when you say yes to Jesus Christ. So here I am, working at Walmart, not traveling anywhere, bank account empty, no income coming in other than Walmart. I drop what they call that wooden thing. What's that wooden thing they put boxes on? What's they call that? A pallet. And I broke my foot in two places. How many know God don't show you the whole picture? Amen. Broke my foot in two places. Now I'm on a crutch, walking boot. Thank God I didn't have to get surgery. So after that was behind me, then I had a car that I was paying on because the money wasn't right. That car got repossessed. God doesn't show you the whole picture. This storm, he didn't tell me. When I said, Happy New Year, he didn't show me. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a year. Some things going to happen to you. Lost my car. Didn't have money to get it out to pound. Had to ask my neighbor across the street if he could loan me the money, then I'll pay him back as I got it. That's why it's good to be nice to people. Come on, thank you for those four hand claps. That's why it's good to be nice to some of y'all so mean. That's why you ain't got no money, amen, with your mean self. You better learn to be nice to people. Learn to be nice to people. Don't always have an attitude. Don't always roll your eyes at people. Don't always suck your teeth. Come on, somebody. Be nice to, because you never know when you might need them. So tell your neighbor, you better be careful how you treat me. Go ahead and tell your neighbor. You might need me one day. You be mean to me, I'm going to pass you on the bus stop. Come on, somebody. You better be nice to me. So he gave me the money to get my car out. Got it out. Hallelujah! 2 weeks later, I got in a car accident. Somebody T-boned me. Ran a stop sign. Not me, them. I should have kept it in the pound. Amen. And all the airbags went off. Now, no car. God didn't show me the whole picture. Not only that, my dad died. During the COVID restrictions, I couldn't go see him when I wanted to because some things had to happen before I could be released, and he died the day before I got there. God don't show you the whole picture. 2 weeks later, after burying my dad, my godfather, spiritual mentor, he died. Again, I was planning to go see him real quick. Made arrangements. He died before I got there. How many know God don't show you the whole picture? Just sharing my scars. The interesting thing I learned about the storms is that I believe that it talks about Jesus being in two storms. One was what I just read, he was asleep on a boat. The other was when he was walking on the water in Mark chapter 6. And he told Peter to come out on the boat. He was sinking, Peter was, because he took his eye and was distracted by the storm, said, Lord, save me. Which lets me know that there will be multiple storms in your life. When you think you got a storm behind you, here comes another storm. buried my godfather, still working at Walmart. Then I began to have some health complications. And this is where I'm going to land the plane tonight. So Pastor Christian, go ahead and get on the keyboards. I'm going to open up this altar in a minute. So here I am working at Walmart. My heart is broken. Not able to travel and minister. Money's not right. Long story short, I began to have medical issues with my prostate. And every man 45 and plus, I don't care the color of your skin, get that prostate checked. So what happens is because I could not go to the bathroom. I'm just showing my scars. I'm just showing my scars. Can I show my scars tonight? Because sometimes people think that when you come to know the Lord, everything is going to be perfect. When you say yes to Jesus, it's going to be smooth sailing. When you trust him with your life and with your situation, things are going to turn around just like that. So for 6 months, how many months?
6 months.
Come on, for how many months?
6 months.
For 6 months, I had to wear a catheter. Had to be rushed to the emergency room several times. Blood everywhere. Had to take invasive tests where I would be the only one in the room. Tears in my eyes. Not knowing what the test is going to show. Not knowing what the outcome is going to be. But one thing I kept saying in that season of my life, I kept saying, Lord, I trust you.
Come on.
6 months of being uncomfortable, 6 months of pain, 6 months of test after test after test, not able to work, not able to do any kind of ministry. So for 6 months, no income. But with tears in my eyes, not knowing what the future is going to hold, I kept saying, Lord, I trust you. With my head being tormented with thoughts. Has anybody ever been there before? Where your mind, your head, your thoughts is being tormented by the enemy, trying to get you to give up and stay in fear and stay down and give up on God and give up on his promises and throw in the towel and quit having your mind tormented. But I remember saying, grateful to say, God touched my body. I'm grateful to say, he brought me through the storm. You see, you might be in a storm tonight, but can I tell you this? You might get wet, but you won't drown. So before I open up this altar tonight, you might be in a storm. You might, I'm still working at Walmart, okay? I gotta go back to Walmart as soon as I fly back. after tomorrow, and we still haven't caught up financially, but Lord, I trust you. And you might be here tonight, and you love the Lord, and this storm you are experiencing, you didn't see it coming, because you just got out of a storm, in another storm, and the waves are against you, the wind is against you, your boat is rocking, your head is being tormented. But can I tell you tonight, let's seal the deal. Let's just say, Lord, I trust you. Because Jesus was with the disciples in the boat, wasn't he? And I want to tell you that Jesus is with you. I don't care how fierce your storm is, how difficult your storm is, how hard your storm is, how rough your storm is, Jesus is with you. All we need to do is just keep saying throughout the day, Lord, I trust you. So in a moment,
Pastor Monica Podcast is produced by ICCM Life Center at 1812 Park Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Head to changingourcity.org for more information about our ministry.